Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
The final edition.
This week, we make fun of the people who paid bribes to get their kids into college. Then we make fun of the people who make fun of the people who paid bribes to get their kids into college. Also, Facebook crashed for a day or so, and we're still talking about it days later when we shouldn't even have been talking about it while it was happening. Then Samantha tells us what it's like to be a woman, and then Ben tells us what it's like to be a woman. No, he doesn't. Then it's springtime. Time to go outside, if people still do that. So the theme in the second half of the show is sports, baseball, and football, and skydiving, and also our own general lack of interest in any of it, except Mike Besaw, who actually goes to the games. The rest of us are terrible. This is the Final Edition Radio Hour.
Test prep sure is hard.
Yeah, Jill, I don't think we'll ever pass the SATs.
Not with that attitude.
B-H-O!
Studying for tests is for poor children. For a nominal fee of $20,000, you can pay someone to take the test for you.
Daddy spends more than that on boat maintenance.
Just be sure, if anyone from the government asks, you don't say anything.
I'll pretend that I don't know.
And not knowing is half the battle.
B-H-O!
Street. Facebook and some of its apps, including Instagram and WhatsApp, crashed on and off for hours Wednesday. The Final Edition asked the man on the street, what do you think?
Oh my God, does this mean Brian wasn't ignoring me?
I just thought it was a day where nobody had a birthday.
Oh, thank God, they're back. I can finally pee.
Oh yeah, I'm Brian. Oh no, I was totally ignoring her.
Did you know this whole time it's not really a book?
I'm so angry face today.
I'm real sorry for making fun of the liberal bubble. It was awful spending even 2 hours outside of it.
But I ate all this food and no one will ever know.
Somehow I still got everyone's improv show invites.
I stopped getting Bernie Sanders updates for an hour and now I forgot who he was.
Oh, this is Friendster's day. I can feel it.
They had to shut down. Today's a Russian holiday.
I like my men like I like Facebook. Unresponsive.
I like my women like I like Facebook. I don't understand it, but I can't live without it.
I like my men like I like Facebook. With my mom not on it.
I like my women like I like Facebook. You know, a day without it turned out to be quite peaceful.
I like my men like I like Facebook. If I just get off the comedy groups, it's fine.
I've been literally saying this to you.
It's like rain. The Final Edition Radio Hour presents 90s Observations.
You cannot wear a Guns N' Roses t-shirt unless you know one of their songs that isn't Sweet Child O' Mine.
Hypercolor shirts were a good way to show off where the quarterback touched you during study hall.
This has been 90s Observations.
Gee, B,
Betty. I was surprised to see you sign up for the track team.
I know, Bob, but I'm not very smart, and getting on a sports team is the only way I can get accepted to college.
You don't have to be good at sports to be on a team.
B.A. Joe!
Instead of spending a lot of time getting good at a sport, you can have your parents bribe an athletic director. Then they can put you on the crew team or something.
Golly, I don't know anything about crew. Or anybody who cares enough to look into it.
And not knowing is half the battle.
B.A. Joe!
This is Pornhub News. News to make you feel good.
Yeah, make me feel good.
Make me feel smarter than everyone.
A woman in Arizona was attacked by a jaguar when she climbed into its enclosure to take a selfie.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, natural selection at work.
Natural selection at work.
Bet she was wearing a red MAGA hat.
That's just natural selection at work.
Wealthy parents and Hollywood actresses have been charged with fraud to get students into prestigious universities.
Yeah, fuck the rich. I got into college on my own.
Let me tell you how I got into my college.
Hollywood liberal hypocrites.
I'll bet the Trumps did it too.
Let me tell you how I got into my college.
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. No story here. I just wanted to say her name.
Fucking Fox News.
Fucking socialists.
Fucking politics. Where's that lady with the jaguar again?
Finally, a plane leaving Saudi Arabia had to turn around after her mother realized that she had left her baby at the airport.
Oh, natural selection at work!
Saudi Arabia loves Trump!
I'm just racist!
This has been Pornhub News. News to make you feel good.
I don't want to watch the news for a while.
Kids. Mom was always the one who worried about everyone.
Now we have to worry about her.
The modern world has unique challenges for elder care.
She sent an email about our movie group, and everything looked fine.
And then, right at the bottom of the note, a smiley face.
Not even a regular smiley face. It's the goofy one with the tongue sticking out. She took some time choosing it.
And I thought, Mom, why?
Old people. Using emojis.
My dad became a vegetarian last year, so now he signs off with the emoticon of an eggplant. I don't think he knows what it means. God, I hope he doesn't know what it means.
My parents end every email with two monkeys and a raccoon. Is that supposed to be them? Is it supposed to be me? Who's the raccoon?
My mom found the Christian cross emoji, so now she sends me texts with just a cross. She doesn't even write anything. It's like I'm being stalked.
My uncle found the emoji of a turd. I am not happy about this.
My dad sent me a text saying he'd have 18 inches of his colon removed. And at the bottom of the text, Santa Claus.
If your elderly parents are using emojis, don't face it alone. Call the Emoji Support Network at 888-555-9338. That's 888-555-YEET. We do not take emails.
The Final Edition Radio Hour presents 90s Observations.
It's okay to masturbate to Elizabeth Berkley in Showgirls, but not Elizabeth Berkley in Saved by the Bell.
The opposite is true for Screech.
This has been 90s Observations.
Gee, Betty, I was surprised to see you sign up for the track team.
I know, Bob, but I'm not very smart, and getting on a sports team is the only way I can get accepted to college.
You don't have to be good at sports to be on a team.
B.A. Joe!
Instead of spending a lot of time getting good at a sport, you can have your parents bribe an athletic director. Then they can put you on the crew team or something.
Golly, I don't know anything about crew. Or anybody who cares enough to look into it.
And not knowing is half the battle.
B.A. Joe!
I know we're all equals here at the Final Edition because we're all comedians. But technically, I'm a woman.
No.
Yes, it's true. So I thought I would offer up my expertise to the gentlemen here on the team and allow them to ask a woman. So if you have any questions about the fairer sex, please feel free to ask me, guys.
Hey, woman?
Yes, person.
What's the difference between crows and ravens?
The age. Everyone knows crow's feet means you're very old, but raven's feet, fairly young.
Oh. Why do women go to the bathroom in packs?
Because we talk about you.
That's the answer.
That's
the actual answer.
That feels like a real answer.
And every now and then, we need to ask the other one for a tampon.
Sam, I've had a tampon inserted for quite some time, a couple of years now.
That sounds codependent, Barry.
What's it doing in there anyway?
It's feeding off of your life force. Take it out, Barry.
Okay, here I go.
Oh, no! Oh, God! Put it in! No! Put it back in! I'm sorry. Does anyone have any actually pertinent questions for a woman, like about women's health or our emotional status or maybe about trauma or our experience going through life?
Nope.
Only joke question.
Hey, Sam, can you tell us about the journey and emotions and whatever other bullshit you were talking about a minute ago?
Oh, God. That's like literally everyone I've ever known.
So I'm going on a first date. So should I buy flowers and candy or?
Oh, my God. Mike, is this one like a person?
I hope so. It's a first date, so I don't know yet. Could just be someone trying to steal my identity and or kidneys.
Either way, good for you, man. You deserve it.
Thanks.
I'm sorry you just looked like my ex-boyfriend just then. Anyway, that means this is the end of Ask a Woman. Because I have some very important texts to make. Ask a Woman!
All right, now I'm going to do a quick one. Ask a man. Here, ask me anything.
Hey, Barry.
Yeah.
How low do they hang?
Oh.
I've always wanted to ask a real man this.
Yeah.
How do you change your oil?
You just you do the thing. And then
I heard that the Marlboro man actually died of cancer. Is that true?
Oh, sounds cool.
If we don't stop, Sam's going to fall in love with you.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Welcome back. The count is 2-2 with Rodgers on second. No outs at the top of the seventh.
Don Allen at the mound, pitching a two-hitter so far.
Got anything special planned for Mother's Day?
Well, that's complicated. My mother and I don't really speak to each other. She ruined my wedding, came in high on something, started cursing my in-laws. That's ball three. I ended up holding my own mother's hair while she threw up in the bushes. Ball four, Jason takes the base.
I think that's Jason's 14th walk this season.
Well, coming off a 30 home run year, the pitchers start getting wary of you.
That's true. So, when your mom puked at your wedding, that had to put a damper on the honeymoon, huh?
Not really. I've learned to cut my mom out of my life. We've always hated each other.
Pinch hitting for the pitcher, number 34, Jose Sandoval.
The perennial October favorite is at the tail end of a Hall of Fame career. But so far, he is batting .450 with two home runs and four RBIs in the pinch hitter position at home.
They say you can't teach an old dog new tricks, but I don't think this guy needs any. So, Why are things so tough with you and your mom?
Well, she got pregnant when she was 15 and blames me for making her boyfriend run away. First pitch is fastball, low and outside. The count is 1-0.
So, you're technically a bastard.
I technically am, yes. Grounded to the shortstop for a quick fielder's choice at second.
So, when I called you a bastard the other day for using the last coffee filter, that must have stung a little.
Hey, I'm used to it. Back to the top of the lineup. Shortstop Jerry Schmidt up to the bat. He has one of the two hits this game, a triple in the fourth, but he was left stranded at third. And it wasn't the last coffee filter, by the way. There was another box in Mike's office.
That was the last filter. I don't know how many times we have to go over this. Mike doesn't even drink coffee. He's allergic to caffeine. And that one's a little inside ball one.
I never took the time to get to know Mike. Frankly, I have some intimacy issues. I'm not going to lie to you. I can't get an erection for any woman without Viagra.
You ever think you're gay?
That would make it simpler, but... Oh! Jerry Schmidt hits it high into center.
That's good for a double and gets Rogers in for the run and moves Sandoval to third.
How about Schmidt taking second? Does that count as a run?
Well, no, of course not. Why would you even ask that?
Well, if I'm going to be totally honest, I don't actually know a thing about baseball.
Well, that's okay, I guess. You have some other good qualities.
Thanks. So about you? You doing anything for Mother's Day?
No. My whole family's dead. And that brings Jose Jimenez to the plate.
Good afternoon, peasants and noblemen. I'm Bartholomew Hangmanson.
And I'm Aaron Hangman's daughter.
And this is Hang Center.
Center is the highlight show for public executions,
which have been a form of entertainment for most of history. And it has been an exciting day here at the gallows. Tons of action, surprising twists, and screaming crowds.
Some of them screaming from excitement. Let's go to the Hang Center top 10.
Here's number 10. A painting of a hanging. Number 9. A painting of a hanging. Number 8, another painting of a hanging where you can tell the guy wiggled a lot.
Wow, I haven't seen moves like those since the crucifixions.
And the way they set up that play, it's so crucial. As you can see, it doesn't come together without the rope, the gallows, and the victim who's a Christian in a different way from how we're a Christian. Put that all together and... Boom goes the dynamite! Whatever that means.
That has got to be the hanging of the year, since when nobles die, it's usually a beheading.
Now let's throw it over to Andrew Bakerson. He's in that one field near our village. You know the one. The one covering Major League Public stonings.
Any hot young stoner prospects out there? Also, that phrase holds no double meaning for me.
Aaron, it's not about arm strength or throwing motion or finding that really good rock from the previous stoning in the dead guy's guts.
I have mistaken so many pieces of bone for rocks.
It's about the passion for the game. And with everybody from old folks to little kids getting in on this year's stonings, it's making for an amazing March Madness.
Guys, there's nothing better than March Madness. To be clear, March Madness is what we're calling this peasant rebellion.
And in other news, the hot stove is heating up.
Oh, no.
With more, we go to William Torture's son.
It ain't confessed to starting the peasant rebellion yet.
I confess.
I'm a torturing mole anyway.
You can put him on the rack.
Yes.
He is about to get lit up. Assuming we have enough wood to burn him at a stake.
Oh, and that setting sun means we are out of time. For Aaron Hangman's daughter, I'm Bartholomew Hangman's son, saying thanks for watching. See you tomorrow, and our king was chosen by our version of God.
Praise be and booyah!
This sketch was brought to you by the NFL. The NFL! Doesn't seem so gross now, does it?
Out there.
All right, boys, gather around. Gather around. Take a knee. We got two quarters left, and that's it. No going back. This is the time to play your heart out. And I consider you boys like my children. And as you know, my wife, Doreen, and I are unable to conceive our own children.
No, not this again.
It comes down to this moment. You're going to look back and remember whether you rose up and became a champion or if you blew it, like we blew 15K on in vitro treatments.
Yeah, you mentioned the in vitro, coach.
This was our third attempt. Her eggs didn't take, and that was the last of our savings. I knew I shouldn't have gotten that Sea-Doo.
Coach, we're losing bad. What are we gonna do?
I'll tell you what we're not gonna do. We're not gonna back down.
Yeah!
And when you look across that field, you show no fear.
Yeah!
And when I stare into the eyes of my wife, I show no fear.
Yeah.
Even though I secretly do fear Doreen is gonna leave me for the big five store manager. You know, Flint Gunderson. Ah, he could impregnate her again and again, just like the Catholic he is.
Anderson's leg does not look good, Coach.
Oh, God. I'm scared, Coach.
Son, you're going to persevere through this. Just like I'm going to persevere against my injury from last 4th of July, when my testes took the blunt force of four waves on the dew. The fertility doc said I only have a 6% chance of ever fathering children. I'm going to prove him wrong. My little white quarterbacks are going to go all the way to the end zone of my wife's eggs.
Anderson was our quarterback and our only shot at winning.
Life serves you tough choices, Jenkins. Like when it comes down to more fertility treatment or getting a Sea-Doo. You think this year Sea-Doo, next year baby. Not going to have much time to ride a Sea-Doo around after the baby.
Christ, Coach, who are we putting in?
New play. I'm sending in Gonzalez.
I've been ready to play all season, Coach.
No. You're going to take the keys to my Sentra. You're going to head over to my house, and Doreen is waiting there with a turkey baster. You got this.
What? No, I don't got this.
You got the heart, the charisma, the potent ejaculate swimming around in that young ball sack of yours. Go. Jerk a winning load in the baster.
How are we going to win the game?
Oh, you ain't got no chance in hell of winning this one.
Aww.
Bring it in. Hey, what do I always say? Full balls, fast sperm.
Can't lose!
Full balls, fast sperm.
Can't lose!
Full balls, fast sperm.
Can't lose!
Go!
Hey, Cindy, give me a bash ale. Mind if I sit down?
No, go right ahead.
I'm Kevin. Good to meet you.
Hey, I'm Dan. Pretty busy in here tonight.
Are you kidding? This is nothing compared to last night. Last night was packed.
Oh, yeah?
It was the playoffs.
Oh, right.
How about those playoffs, huh?
You know, I missed the playoffs.
You missed the playoffs?
Yeah.
How could you miss the playoffs?
I don't watch the playoffs.
I never miss the playoffs.
Playoffs were good, huh?
No, the playoffs were awesome.
Oh, yeah?
Didn't you see any of the playoffs?
No, I did not.
I can't believe it. I cannot believe you didn't see any of the playoffs.
Well, it's true. I completely missed the playoffs.
Hey, Kevin, how you doing?
Hey, Rick, would you believe this guy didn't see the playoffs?
You didn't see the playoffs?
No, I didn't see the playoffs.
How could you not see the playoffs?
I asked him that, too.
You mean you saw some of the playoffs, right?
No, I didn't see any of the playoffs.
So, what are you doing here?
Well, I know what I'm not doing. Blending in.
Hey, everybody! This dude's bragging to me about he didn't see any of the playoffs!
You didn't see the playoffs?
You didn't see the playoffs?
How did you miss the playoffs? What the hell is wrong with you? Why do you hate the playoffs?
Why don't you go somewhere else?
Why are you even here?
What are you, blind? You have a problem with the playoffs?
Sorry, I just didn't want to see the playoffs.
What have you got against people who watch the playoffs?
Believe me, I have no particular feelings about any of you.
Oh, he thinks he's better than us.
Oh, yeah, look at you. Yeah,
you're
better than us?
Oh, cheers. What are you guys doing?
Where's he get that?
Hey, Mark. I was just kidding.
Of course I saw the playoffs.
What did you think of the playoffs?
They were awesome.
Awesome.
Are you crazy? You didn't even watch the playoffs.
They called the foul.
Worst quarter, worst officiating ever. Nice work, buddy. Now you've done it.
You're dumb. What the hell is the matter with you? What were you?
Good night.
Okay, we're just about over the jump point. You guys ready to go?
Yes!
Ready!
Great. I'll help you out then. Count to 10, then pull the cord just as we practiced. I need a verbal confirmation that you understand what I said.
Confirm.
Got it.
You ready for this, babe?
Ready as I'll ever be.
Right. We're at the jump point. Ready? 1, 2, 3, go!
Oh!
This is incredible!
Yeah!
How are you doing?
I think we should talk.
What?
I think we should talk.
About what?
I don't know. I wanted to bring this up earlier, but there really wasn't a good time.
What? I can't hear you.
I wanted to. Screw it. I think we should break up.
What?
I've been thinking about it for a while, and this really isn't working out for me anymore.
Oh, my God. Are you breaking up with me while we are skydiving?
Yeah. Guess so.
Are you insane?
No, insane would be spending another day with you pretending I was still into this whole thing.
Okay. Well, we can just talk about this when we get to the ground.
No, I don't want to put it off anymore, okay? I've already talked to Hank. He's going to let me crash on the couch for a bit.
Okay, Chuck, I can hardly hear you, and you are breaking up with me while we're falling from the sky. Shit! I lost count. Has it been 10 seconds? Should we have pulled our chutes already?
Yeah, about that.
What?
I removed your parachute from your bag.
What?
Yeah, you know how it's really awkward to run into your ex after a breakup, so I just wanted to make sure that wouldn't happen for us.
You decided to have me fall to my death?
Yeah, I was just looking out for our best interest, babe.
Do not babe me. And while we're being so honest right now, I also removed your parachute.
What? Why?
You just got that life insurance policy for work, and it didn't seem like you were ever going to get a raise there.
I was playing the long game.
Exactly. So I thought the only way you were going to be able to properly provide for me and our, what I thought would be, eventual family was to use that life insurance policy.
So neither of us have chutes.
Looks that way.
And we're both going to hit the earth at incredible speeds and die instantly in a horrific bloody mess.
I guess so.
Well, look at us. Two peas in a pod.
Same seas as ever.
Shit, I don't know what I was thinking. I totally still have feelings with you. You want to get back together?
What? No! You literally just murdered me. Go fuck yourself, Chuck.
Yeah, that's fair.
Welcome to another compelling, dynamic afternoon of football with the old rivalry between the Albuquerque Dusters and the Portland Mudslides to keep you off the street and angry at something for the next 3 hours.
Man, this is going to be a violent game. These two teams hate each other.
As the teams line up for the kickoff, just a reminder that we have a new sponsor for Monday Night Football, Toyota Dog Biscuits. That's right, your favorite Japanese car maker is getting into the dog food business.
They always make an excellent product.
And here's the kickoff. Albuquerque receives. Stanless Jefferson blazes down the field, coming up to the 30, zigzags around the defense, and Portland has filed a lawsuit.
Amazing! They almost got to the 40-yard line before the first legal action was taken.
Oh, man, these two teams came here to play.
We have word from the ref. The Mudslides are demanding to see the Dusters' federal tax returns for the last 12 years.
Now, that's just classic defense.
The team accountants are gathering the documents. In the meantime, the teams line up on the 37.
Now, here I'm thinking Albuquerque might try a lateral play.
Down, set, and Albuquerque is calling for a special prosecutor to investigate Portland regarding a failed real estate deal in the 1990s.
Oh, hey, now that's pretty early in the game to try a Hail Mary.
That's why Portland never saw it coming.
Now, we're going to go down to the field to Sheila Barnes talking to Albuquerque's coach, Herb Stevens.
Coach Stevens, why call for a special prosecutor against Portland this early in the game?
Well, once we put their team in jail, the Albuquerque Dusters will rule this football field forever.
But after that, could you actually call it football?
Of course. You can call anything football. Your football. These are just words.
Sorry to interrupt, but there's action out on the field again.
I'm confused. Now, in this metaphor, is Albuquerque the Democrats or the Republicans?
It doesn't matter because Portland has filed a restraining order against Albuquerque, requiring them to stay at least 100 yards away.
100 yards, that is? Well, I believe that's the entire length of the playing field.
Correct. Both teams must play the game by standing at completely opposite ends of the field.
And that's what they're gonna do until the clock runs out.
Wow, we're just gonna look at our phones and drink.
You said it, Barry. Thanks to all of you out there for joining us in another exciting afternoon of Knock Football.
Exercise number 9. Lie flat on your back. At the count of 1, raise the legs up straight, even with the waistline. At the count of 2, lower legs to starting position. Ready. Begin. 1, 2, up, down.
So, that was all written by Ben Kirshner, Joe Davis, Barry Lank, Alex Schmidt, Gil Barron, Steve Rosenfield, and Keith Saltojanes. It was performed and improvised by most of those people, plus Samantha Gerwitz, Mike Besaw, Chase O'Donnell, Gene Augusto, Jeff Hendrick, Ebby Parker, Nico Dapron, and Jim Earl. It was all produced and engineered by me, Barry Lank, with help at UBN Go from the mighty, mighty Kurt Carlson, lots of music from Kevin MacLeod, and a little bit from Maria Callas, singing Mozart. You know how bad the pollen is in Los Angeles right now? My cat has hay fever. I didn't know that could happen. Good night.
2, 1.